Welcome back. It's 5:36. Jordana and Paul here.
Happy Tuesday.
Thanks for spending some time with us. Yep. Susan Blanche at the helm. We're talking about freezing our eggs.
Is this something you would consider? I have no eggs.
I do have them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was very blessed to be able to give birth only with minor problems.
Three amazing kids.
I have three amazing, healthy children, thank God. And I got pregnant around the time that I want. Took a little while, but around the time that I wanted to, and had two subsequent healthy pregnancies, thank God. So I never had to think too hard about this. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I was married young. I was married at 24. You know, maybe I hadn't found the right person that I wanted to have children with, or my clock was ticking. My path was pretty straightforward.
But it's not that way for a lot of women.
It is not that way for a lot of women.
The calculus is much more difficult. Maybe they have, you know, health concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, who are we to judge? But I think we both found this really fascinating, mm-hmm. that increasingly many women are opting to freeze their eggs.
Right.
And I guess it costs $700 a year. That probably varies, mm-hmm. from facility to facility. These eggs can be stored indefinitely until used or discarded. So
we want to know a little bit more about it.
Dr.
Meg Hopeman is a reproductive endocrinologist at the Center for Reproductive Medicine here to educate us. Dr. Hopeman, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Paul and Jordana. It's nice to be here.
All right. Is this a common practice?
Egg freezing is, yes, becoming more and more common. It was considered experimental only until the past decade, and now it's becoming more and more used.
Who does it?
So reproductive endocrinologists do it, fertility clinics, in terms of the patients that do it.
Yeah, the patients, right. Who is this for?
Yes, so typically it's women who have not decided on a partner necessarily, but do know that they want that option in the future and feel that they want to preserve their fertility. So women are born with a set number of eggs. That number gradually diminishes throughout our lifetime. And in the mid-30s, it starts to diminish more rapidly. So sometimes women haven't met the right partner and feel that they want to preserve their eggs. So age is one determining factor. Another group of women is those who have their fertility immediately impacted or threatened by something such as chemotherapy for cancer.
Right.
Yeah, I could imagine that. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hopeman, is there a downside to this? I mean, what are the negatives, if any?
Well, one of the major drawbacks is that it's still costly to do these procedures. And it's still very experimental in a way. The process itself, you know, the first woman, the first human birth from a frozen egg was reported in 1986. So it's still relatively new. We don't know long-term effects necessarily. But really, we've found it to be very safe, and there are no very grave drawbacks to be aware of.
How does it work? Describe the process for us.
Yeah. So a woman must undergo IVF to retrieve the eggs. During a normal woman's cycle, she grows one egg inside one follicle in the ovary to be ovulated. That's during a natural cycle. So she must undergo stimulation of the ovaries to produce multiple eggs to grow within follicles and become mature so that they're capable of being fertilized by a sperm. So once that happens, we do an egg retrieval process, which is the same process that women undergo for IVF. And we then cool the eggs within the lab to sub-zero temperatures in order to stop any biologic activity.
Hmm. Okay. So then when you want, well, let's say it's time to get pregnant, you found the person you want to have a baby with, then you take that sperm, you put it in the egg in a lab, and then you implant the egg back in the woman's body?
Exactly. So the eggs need to be thawed, and that process typically takes a couple hours to do the thaw process.
How long? Hold on. Sorry. Yes. A lot of questions.
Thawing eggs.
Yeah. How long can they be frozen for?
So that is still indefinite. So studies, the one study that has been done looked at a group of eggs that were thawed more immediately, and then another group of eggs that were thawed after 48 months. Okay. And there were no differences in pregnancies or live births or birth outcomes in those two groups. But that's really the only study we have to go by. So they can be, we think, theoretically, based on biology, stored indefinitely.
Which brings up some macabre scenarios. I mean, if a woman freezes her eggs as an insurance policy, which I think, you know, most people would understand, and that person passes away.
Oh, my God. You're really going to go there? That is so depressing.
Well, I know. But, I mean, if it hasn't happened, it will happen. And then who owns that unfertilized egg? And I'm just curious. It brings up some privacy concerns, doesn't it?
Yes. We do discuss that with the patients before they freeze the eggs. And they will, you know, allocate that responsibility to a certain person that the eggs can become the property of.
Or they can
ask that the lab discard the eggs in a respectful way.
Got it. Is it expensive? The whole process.
The whole process, ballpark is about $9,000.
And insurance doesn't pick any of that up, I imagine.
No, it usually doesn't, certainly not in Minnesota.
What are the outcomes of after you implant the egg, the fertilized egg, back in the woman? What are the odds that you will then be growing a healthy pregnancy?
So that varies greatly dependent on the woman's age. And it kind of depends on how many eggs you have to thaw. Not all the eggs will fertilize. Not all those fertilized eggs will grow into an embryo that can be implanted. This is just biology that technology has not been able to overcome.
Mm-hmm. You implant more than one, like they do with IVF?
Once you have grown the eggs into embryos, you can implant more than one, yes.
It's fascinating.
It is amazing. I mean, it sounds a little science fiction-y, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
But like, think about. I mean, I know I have a lot of friends who are waiting later to get married.
Right, that's a trend, right? People are waiting later.
Women are having careers now more than they were 50 years ago.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I know mid 30s kids that still say, "Oh, I have plenty of time. I have plenty of time." You know, Doc. Actually, that's a question. Is that plenty of time? If you're a 35-year-old woman. I mean, they have the biological clock where everyone makes all those jokes. When is the right time to think about freezing your eggs?
Sure. So that is still unknown. And the best studies that we have kind of looked at decision analyses with costs and benefits in all areas of life, sort of looked at. And the best that we've come up with is sort of 34 to 37. And that's mainly dependent on after 37, the quantity of eggs in a woman's ovaries begins to decline at a more rapid rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but 34, I mean, could you do it? And do you have a better chance of a good outcome if you do it earlier?
You do, yes. So if, take for example, if you go through at age 35 and you freeze 12 eggs, you have there is a very large study that was done that showed you have about a 75% chance of at least one live birth. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're 44 and you freeze, 10 eggs, you maybe have an 8% chance of a live birth overall.
Mm. Doctor, I'm trying to remember my 11th grade biology class and, so this may sound like a stupid question, but if a woman harvests her eggs, at least in the short term, she would have a tougher chance of actually getting pregnant, right? I mean, a lower probability, at least in the short term. How does that work?
Are you asking if egg harvesting would lower her chance of getting pregnant immediately?
Yes.
No, we don't think so.
Oh, like naturally, Paul?
Yeah, naturally.
Sex.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
No, so each month a woman sort of recruits a set of eggs to start growing within these little cysts called follicles. And each month that's sort of a renewed set of recruited
eggs.
You
reset the clock every month.
Yeah,
with,
see, we're
with
pretty
new
amazing.
Eggs.
We make new ones every month.
I know.
We're pretty awesome the way we do that. I mean, it's great to be able to harvest them, but we'll make more. I guess until maybe 40 or something like
You're
that.
You're freaking
then
me out
falls
a little
off.
Bit.
We don't make more eggs. We make more follicles can help those eggs grow and become capable of being fertilized. So that process. The eggs sort of lay dormant in the ovaries, the large pool of eggs, and each month you recruit a new small pool that could potentially go on to ovulate.
It's pretty cool. And the cost to store eggs is about, what, $700 a month?
A year.
Yeah, a year.
Yes, that's about right.
Okay. And people don't really store them for more than, you said, 4 years? Or will somebody do it for like 10 years?
Oh, yes. People will do it for 10 years. Yes. It's just that we don't have really studies looking at how storing them for longer affects pregnancy rates. We don't think theoretically that it would make a difference.
Doctor, do you have a website that listeners can go to if they're interested?
We do. Not about egg freezing specifically, but our IVFminnesota.com.
Okay.
And we, you know, you can always come for a consult and a discussion with any one of us at Center for Reproductive Medicine.
Terrific. All right.
Dr. Meg Hopeman, reproductive endocrinologist for the Center for Reproductive Medicine. Doc, thank you so much. This was quite educational.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
It really is amazing.
And these are hard decisions. I mean, you don't really want to be in the position where you want to consider freezing your eggs. I mean, unless you're choosing not to marry or not to, you know, like you're willfully delaying a pregnancy.
But I think, I mean, we buy insurance for everything.
It's hard.
Why not have insurance?
Sure.
For this as well.
Absolutely.
I understand why people want to have this done.
It's amazing that we have this choice. You know, technology and medicine has advanced to the point where this is a thing. And, you know, God forbid when you're a young mother, you know, or a young woman, if you have cancer and that's why you want to protect them. I mean, thank God we have this amazing technology.
And hopefully the upside outweighs any downside, right? Any ways this technology can be abused.
Pretty amazing.